Good health naturally with Evergreen Health Foods. Kickstart your health journey with Evergreen Health Foods. With 8 Galway-based stores, a healthier you is just around the corner.
All right, good morning to Helen from Evergreen joins me in studio this morning. Helen, good morning. How are you today? Thanks for joining us today. Again, we're looking at what's best to take for ongoing sinus problems after a cold and antibiotics, and there's still a lot of colds out there.
Yeah, and the like knock-on effects after a cold, so the sinuses and the sore throats and the tiredness. So what we would do with the sinus issue really is we might look at a herb called plantago. And what the plantago or plantain does is a decongestant, it's anti-inflammatory. It's really good for that whole ear, nose and throat area. Helps to clear it all out, reduce inflammation and might kind of get you on the road, because your sinus issues can be a problem for a couple of weeks or a couple of months. So especially at the end of a cold, antibiotics, you'd be kind of fed up with it really. So we might go with the plantago, or we have a thing called mucotone that's really popular as well. Bit of garlic, cayenne pepper, bit of ginger and loads of water. And just a bit of patience and see. But if you find that the mucus there in the sinuses is kind of going to be green or a bit yellow, go back to the doctor and get it checked out. But yeah, kind of, it's at the end of the season now. We're kind of hitting hay fever a little bit. So that might kind of be maybe partially kind of due to that. But yeah, could be something like that might help.
Hay fever, yeah, because the grass is growing again and people are cutting the grass now.
Yeah.
Again, so it's,
you see the trees, this time of year would be like, this very start of hay fever season would be the tree pollen. And you can see the birch trees are starting to sprout a little bit. But last week we had people coming in, kids, like in the last, I suppose they'd be outside playing or maybe training or whatever. But yeah, last week was the first week now, it's early this year.
Wow.
So if you're feeling a bit nasally or a bit like tired in the evening times, you feel like there's a bit of an itch, like the nose, you want to rub the nose off your face. Maybe it's hay fever.
Another caller was on to us today. Is there anything that would help speed up healing from a sports injury?
Yeah, again, certain times of year, people are back training. The cyclists will be out now soon as well. Back football, the gym, and strains and sprains, and you break this and you pull that and you tear this. And the diet here is really important. Lots of fluid, lots of protein, vitamin C, because it's going to take what it takes. So alongside, with recommendations alongside what your trainer or physio has suggested, because rest is really important and, you know, slow kind of getting back into it, would be maybe like some gels. We have a whole big section in all the stores of gels that would really help kind of with your discomfort and inflammation in that area while you're healing. So CBD gel, which basically is a local gel, and that's really good for pain. Or you might go with a bit of comfrey oil. So there's loads of options. And call into us and we can see where, what symptoms you have that might help. But we have loads of options there. And then the other thing is maybe bromelain. And bromelain comes from pineapple. And what that will do, it's really good for, is facilitating like injury healing. So we've joined it. We've joined kind of complexes that would have bromelain in it anyway. But bromelain, the two Bs, bromelain and boswellia, and they may help speed up the healing or maybe give you a bit more comfort while you're kind of going along that healing journey, because it can take a while. It could be a couple of months, couple of weeks, a year. So lots of water, lots of protein, vitamin C, and do what you're told. If you're told to rest, rest. If you're told to exercise gently, do that as well.
CBD seems to be a big product now. It's a big push on it. How long would you get, how long would it take to get effective from the CBD cream?
So the CBD gel is actually made locally. It's a Galway company, and the feedback is unreal for pain relief and for inflammation. But it'll help with kind of, you can get CBD internally. I find the gel, people come back saying, listen, the gel, that gel is working really well for me. So it should be pretty instant, because if you want a bit of relief, obviously when you're putting a gel on your, or a cream on the area that you've got pain or discomfort, you want relief straight away. So that's kind of pretty quick.
All right. Somebody else has answered and said, I've been recommended to take lutein as my eye health is deteriorating. Have you ever heard of it, or is there anything else that might help?
Yeah, lutein is a carotenoid. So basically it's an antioxidant. And people come into the store and they've been to the opticians and maybe the eye health isn't amazing, or it's degenerating slightly or deteriorating slightly. So the optician will put them on the lutein. And they come in, they're a little bit panicked, because obviously you want to mind your eyes, and your eye health is really important for quality of life as you get older. So the lutein is really good one to start off with. It's actually in your, like the retina, in the macula, along with kind of another carotenoid called zeaxanthin. So they're really important to protect the eye, to protect the degeneration of the eye, just anti-inflammatory, as an antioxidant. So they're two massive antioxidants. They come from like green veg. And they come from like your peppers, all those yellow and orange and red veg would, and fruit would be high in carotenoids. They come in capsule form. Ours come from marigold flowers. And while you're at the lutein and the at the zeaxanthin, you'll get other kind of nutrients that are really supporting for eye health. And buy it in a complex. So you can get lutein by itself, or buy it with the zeaxanthin, buy it with vitamin C and zinc and bilberries, and you get some nice options just to maybe protect those eyes, those really kind of those eye, the blood vessels are really susceptible to damage, especially by like high sugars or high fats or just, you know, UV light or the blue screens. And what I like to see, the lutein is a bit like of a like a protector against UV light and against the blue screens, kind of minds your eyes, so it kind of slows down the degeneration, deterioration. And it's, why not? Try it and see how you get on. You know, it's nice to be able to do something for yourself.
Lutein.
Lutein, yeah.
L-U-T-E-I-N, for further details there. Now, teenage daughter struggles with lots of symptoms during her cycle. Is there anything that might help her better manage this and feel a little bit better?
Yeah, like people can struggle for years and be very debilitated. And when they come into us, we go through what their symptoms are. But generally at that age, we'll give two things. We'll either go with the magnesium vitamin B6 together. A lot of feedback and a lot of information out there where it's really good for the anxiety part and good for maybe the irritability, the moods, water retention, bloatiness, that kind of thing. Or we have a thing called the period plan, which basically has all those nutrients in it as well, with omega-3, and it would have your D and your Bs. So either magnesium B6 or the period plan, one of those two, and 2 or 3 months, and get it into your cycle. And the effects and the feedback is really good. The diet. Watch your sugars, watch your coffees, a bit of exercise. Obviously, if you take a supplement, like your magnesium B6 or your period plan, and it makes you feel a bit better after maybe a month or so, and you see kind of differences, then you're more in a place where you'll adhere to maybe diet choices and stuff. Mm. But yeah, it can be a bit of a struggle. And it's just a case of it's your cycle, and it's not just about the first couple of days in the month. And you want to kind of be familiar with it and go with it, you know?
Mm. Again, it's challenging, but I mean, there's evergreens everywhere, so they can pop in and...
Yeah, and we have, it's one of the most important sections of our store, so we have lots of feedback and places where we can point you at. Mm-hmm. And it's very simple, it's lots of nutrients to make things function better.
Now, again, I don't understand the next question, so if I give it to you, can you...
Yeah, sure, go for it.
Untangle it. Does evergreen stock a parasite cleanse that I could take? What's a parasite cleanse?
A parasite like would be like an organism that like exists in your body, like lives off you. So, for example, the most common one in store would be like worms. Like, you know, if you have like a household pet or maybe undercooked maybe pork or undercooked seafood or contaminated water. I actually had someone lately who got it from maybe swimming and she got contaminated water. She got a parasite from it. And people can have parasites and it can be not even know they even have it. It can go within a month. Some kind of find symptoms can be a little bit aggravating, or they're obviously very, if you have worms, it's obviously obvious. So what we would do is a thing called Citricidal, and it's grapefruit seed extract. It's an antifungal, antibacterial, antiparasitic. We've kind of a parasite complex that would have thyme in it as well. But come into us, we have a couple of options, and it's really important too that when you go on an antiparasitic or things that kind of clear out whatever you don't want in your bowel, is you take a fiber, because you're going to kill them off and you want to get rid of them, eliminate from the bowel. So zinc would be from your pumpkin seeds, fiber, garlic, papaya seeds, which people kind of look for quite a bit as well. I presume you just get the fresh papaya and take seeds out of it. Lots of water, and maybe a week or 2 weeks on that, maybe a bit longer. And some practitioners do recommend that if you own a pet, that maybe you do something like that, maybe once or twice a year, because obviously maybe there's some parasites from the household pets and stuff. Yeah.
Wow. Or do you treat the animal and the human being?
Yeah. Well, you see, you can get a lot of that from the vet anyway, or from the pharmacy. And sometimes you're just feeling tired. Some of my customers say, I just feel tired. And then they took a bit of Citricidal and maybe some fiber for a couple of weeks and they finally feel a bit better. So maybe there was something there. But people can have it all the time. It can come and go. Obviously, if it's more serious or the symptoms are more exacerbated, absolutely go to your doctor and get it checked out. But for just for basic ones.
All right. Helen, thank you for popping into us. To Helen from Evergreen. And there's a Helen in every Evergreen. So there is ever expanding right across the city and the county as well. But thanks for popping into us today.
You're welcome.
Short commercial break. We're back just after these. Comment lines are all open, and a very good morning to you.
Good health naturally with Evergreen Health Foods. A world of natural health awaits at your local Evergreen Health store and online at evergreen.ie.